Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
OKGen X is proud of these wheat variety siblings, Double Stop CL Plus and Strad CL Plus. They set high standards among Clearfield and non-Clearfield varieties alike. They deliver on grazing grain with Double Stop CL Plus giving you a great wheat yield and quality after grazing. If beef production is more important, choose Strad CL Plus. Learn more about Double Stop CL Plus and Strad CL Plus by going to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, here's something to put on your calendar. The 2024 Oklahoma Ag Expo Oktoberfest. It's coming up October the 28th through the 30th at Embassy Suites and Conference Center in Norman, Oklahoma. I had the opportunity to sit down with Ashley Randolph to talk about all the fun things going on at the Ag Expo this year.
The Oklahoma Ag Retailers Association and the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association joined together to host the Oklahoma Ag Expo. And this is just simply a great networking opportunity for our members as well as guests to come and network. We have a trade show, an Ag Pack silent and live auction, as well as numerous continuing education courses for our certified crop advisors as well as our professional applicators.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the agenda. So I know you guys always line up some great speakers. So who have we got this year, and kind of talk about the agenda and the sessions that folks can watch?
Yes. So we will kick off on Monday, October 28th with a golf tournament at the Westwood Golf Course in Norman. And then Monday afternoon, we will head back to the Embassy Suites and do our fumigation courses. So we'll hear from Kevin Shelton, who is our pesticide coordinator at Oklahoma State University. And he'll basically be visiting with our group about monitoring phosphine fumigations. We'll hear from Mike Morgan with M&M Specialty Services, as well as Edmund Bonjour, who is the Associate Extension Specialist for Stored Products at OSU. And then on Tuesday, we will host our trade show grand opening, and that will begin at 10 a.m.
To hear my complete conversation about the Oklahoma Ag Expo with Ashley Randolph, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma State University has received a $739,432 Beginning Farmers and Ranchers Development Project grant from the USDA. OSU's Beginning Farmer and Rancher program is designed to aid and support producers early in their agricultural careers by providing financial, educational, and technical assistance. The program is designed to encourage those desiring to be involved in agriculture but may have some limited access to capital or resources. While USDA doesn't have a singular definition of a beginning farmer and rancher and no age classification, it really has more to do with the length of time an individual has been trying to produce an ag product. The new Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program website has already been launched, and the new resources will also be cataloged there as they become available. The website does include an email sign-up list, which will keep those interested up to date with the project's development. That website is extension. You can find that website by going to extension.okstate.edu. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers grow our communities in more ways than one. With every field planted and crop harvested, you're moving our communities another step closer to a more resilient future. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.